It's 2:33, and it's time for Ask an Expert here on WGN. Got a gardening question? Anything about plants, indoor, outdoor, whatever? Maybe you have a planting question. Maybe you planted something last weekend when it was warm and it didn't work out so well, or you need to follow up on that. Let us know, 312-981-7200. That's where you find us, and that's where you find our expert, Stacy Hervella. She's with the Spring Meadow Nursery, horticulturist, and also was the former gardening editor, Martha Stewart Magazine. Hey, Stacy, thanks for checking back in with us.
Hi, Anna. It's great to be here. I want to say first, right off the bat, I have been answering questions from gardeners all day. Yes, you are going to need to protect anything that you have planted recently tonight and probably for the next four nights. We are in for some crazy cold weather. And, I think that if you have stuff that's leafed out already in your garden, that's not such a big concern because that sort of developed under the natural conditions that we have. There might be some damage, but if you planted anything new in the last couple weeks, you're definitely going to want to get out there and just drape an old blanket, an old towel, any kind of fabric covering. You don't want to use like a plastic bag. That's bad. You can potentially even upturn an old plant pot or something like that. But I'm just going to say right off the bat, everybody plan to protect your plants tonight, at least if not through Wednesday, based on the weather forecast.
I should say Proven Winners is where we find you. And is it provenwinners.com, Stacy?
Provenwinners.com is our website, and that's where you can find all of our plants, annuals, perennials, and over 300 different flowering shrub varieties.
Okay. So people put off the planting from last weekend. That was probably a good call, though you don't know, right? Because this time of year, sometimes it's okay to plant?
Yeah,
what's the rule?
I would say for most people in the Midwest, probably about every other year we can be almost assured of a frost or freeze on Mother's Day weekend. It somehow seems like this is the time where winter says, hey, I'm going to rear my ugly head one last time, and then I'll give you guys a break. It's not that you can't plant necessarily. It's just that if you do go ahead and plant, shrubs like we sell or perennials or something like that, and it's coming out of a greenhouse, that foliage is just not equipped to deal with frost and freezing temperatures. So all you have to do is just put that little barrier. That's enough to keep the freezing cold from contacting the plant, and that will help get it through. But you're going to have to repeat that. Right now, usually when I talk about the Mother's Day cold snap, that's usually like maybe one night it'll kind of dip down. What we're experiencing right now, I can't recall happening in many, many years because most of the Midwest is having like four or five nights of temperatures in the 30s or in some cases even colder.
Yeah. Hey, Stacy, I know we want to get to the right plant for mom, picking that out, but we have a couple callers who have other specific questions. Okay to get to that first?
Yeah, let's talk.
All right, Frank from Naperville. Go ahead. You got a gardening question, Frank?
I do have a question about grass seed.
Okay,
I moved into a new house in the backyard. This area is about 1,000 square feet, and it used to be an area that was heavily covered in mulch. So I have removed the mulch. What preparations do I have to do to the soil to ensure that the soil is rich enough to support putting down either sod or grass seed?
Well, really, it's not a question of if the soil is rich enough. Grass seed is pretty durable, and grass plants are quite durable. A lot of people will put, a soft kind of amendment like compost or topsoil or something like that down. But the fact is that as long as you are going to be able to water the plants, you do not need a particularly fertile environment for grass seed to germinate. And if you're putting down something fresh like topsoil that's going to be really dark, that's just going to attract the sun, and that can actually bake the seed. It can actually raise the soil temperature so high that the seed kind of fries in there, which is why most people will put down some kind of hay or something like that. Now, if you have sod, you are going to want to put down a nice bed, and it's going to have to be really level. That's really the key with sod. Of course, sod gives you that instant gratification, but it is a lot more expensive, and the preparation is a lot more than grass seed. So you kind of just have to decide what you're willing to give up between those two things.
You said if I were to do the sod option, what do I need to lay down? What kind of bed?
Oh, you want a level surface. That's really, really important, especially if you've had, different plants and things in there before, because however you lay that sod down, that's how it's going to stay.
Okay.
You want to make sure you're grading and getting a good bed down before you lay that sod.
Hope it helps, Frank. Happy gardening and planting.
Thanks,
sodding. Let's check in with Kathy. She's got a question for Stacy Hervella. Got a gardening question, Kathy? Go ahead. You're on WGN.
Great, I do. I had purchased a lilac, which I thought was a bush, about 3 years ago, and it's a tree, and I want to move it. Is that going to be a problem? Will it go into shock or whatever they say?
No. You know, ideally, you want to generally move things before they leaf out in spring, but just because things have already leafed out does not mean that you can't do it. So I would say go ahead and move it. Just make sure that you try to prepare the hole that you're moving it to as closely as you possibly can to accommodate it, so you minimize the amount of time it spends out of the ground. And, you know, just keep a real close eye on it over the coming weeks. Make sure that it doesn't get too much or too little water. Just try to keep it from getting stressed, and it should be just fine.
Well, will the roots be very deep at this point?
So you said you planted it 3 years ago?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad. You know, I've been transplanting a lot this year myself, and I have to say I've been very surprised at the differences that I've seen in root systems. But by and large, lilacs are fairly shallow rooted, so you shouldn't have to dig, you know, super, super far down. And for 3 years, you know, the plant's going to definitely have some root development, but I would say, in my experience, you know, 5 years is that point where you're really dealing with, you know, a very, very well-established root system and making it a pretty big job. So it shouldn't be too hard. Try to minimize damage to the roots. Some will happen, but the plant can easily withstand that as long as you keep a close eye on its health after you've done the job.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Kathy. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Nancy. She's got a gardening question for Stacy. Go ahead, Nancy. You're on WGN.
The previous owner apparently loved Lily of the Valley, and they planted them around some bushes. Well, they're just taking over. They're going right into my lawn, and my landscaping people that cut the grass every week are very careful to go around them, and they're really spreading. Can I spray them with something? But then, of course, I'll kill the grass. How, other than just pulling them out by hand, is there anything I can do?
Well, you know, I would say even if you...
It's not lovely in the spring, but they're really ugly as the summer wears on.
Yeah, they aren't the best-looking plant all through the season, and they are extremely aggressive. In many places, they are considered a weed because they do, once they're happy, you know, just forget it, spread.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I can say, even if you are willing to use an herbicide on them, Lily of the Valley sort of have a coating on their leaves that make it very, very difficult for most chemicals to penetrate. So really, I would say that that managing them manually is the best bet. And as you'll see when you start to pull them, they have runners. They shouldn't be too hard to pull, but you are going to want to chase those runners down. And if you just keep up on that, you know, for the rest of this season, you should be able to get them under control. And if you have to, you know, just stick a sharp spade in the soil, lift up that grass, pull out the Lily of the Valley and any runners that you can see, and then just tamp that grass back down, and it will recover just fine. You won't even notice that you dug it up. And you can also tell your lawn service to just mow over them. And eventually, it will take some time, but eventually they'll become so exhausted they'll stop trying to invade your lawn.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, good luck.
The house I grew up with, okay. we had a problem with them just spreading everywhere. There was that and mint, the two things we could grow outside our house in Rogers Park.
Those are two extremely aggressive plants.
Oh, I know. I adore mint, so it worked out fine, but I get it. They just spread over everything. I think we have time for one more caller before we get your quick tips on what to pick out for mom, the plant for mom. Let's get to Chris. And go ahead, Chris. You got a gardening question.
Yes, we had just planted, I already took my hanging baskets inside, but I was just thinking we planted lavender plants last weekend. Do I need to cover those as well?
Did you get them from a local garden center or did you get them via mail order?
We got them from a local garden center.
Okay. Now, typically things in the garden center will be in a better shape to withstand the cold. They will have been hardened off, as it were, or made a transition from a warm greenhouse to more, you know, harsher outdoor conditions. But I would say it's just not worth the risk of your investment in the plants and the time planting them. I would just go ahead and, like I said, take an old towel, an old sheet. It doesn't have to be anything super elaborate, and just drape that over your plants just to be on the safe side.
That was my next. I didn't hear before if you said that. So should we not cover them with plastic? Did I hear?
You want to definitely avoid plastic.
Okay.
Plastic, what can happen is it can kind of make contact with the plant and funnel the cold in there. So it's really not the best choice. Some kind of fabric is really a much, much better choice than any kind of plastic bag. You can use an upturned pot if it doesn't have, a lot of big holes in it, but you just don't want to use, a plastic bag.
All right, great. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Chris. Thanks for calling into WGN. So, Mom, you got some ideas if you want to choose a plant for Mom, which is a nice gift for a mom who likes plants. Tell us what we can do, Stacey. What do you advise?
Well, I know when people go to the garden center to get something for Mom, the choices are overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I would just like to say that, I work for Proven Winners, and all of our plants are really trialed and tested and proven to be the best. So if you get her one of the plants in the white pot with Proven Winners logo, you really can't go wrong. And not only that, it comes with all of the support that we offer and our informative tags and all of that. But I think that, when it comes to finding something Mom loves, color. Does your mom have a favorite color? And that just makes the decision so easy, because then you can walk around the garden center, look at the options that are in that color and say, my mom would love this. My mom loves pink. She loves bright pink. And this bright pink flowering Proven Winners rose, or this bright pink hydrangea, this is really going to make her happy. So I think that's just a really nice, nice way to simplify it. And that way you don't have to spend a lot of time looking at tags and wondering, hey, is this going to do okay? She'll be happy the first time she sees it.
Yeah, that's sweet. What about low maintenance plants for Mom? Is there a low maintenance, let's say she's not very good, she doesn't have a terribly green thumb. What do you do for that, Mom?
Yeah, no one wants to give their mom a chore for Mother's Day, right? You've given her years of that already.
Mm-hmm.
So my sort of catch-all solution for a mom who maybe isn't very confident in gardening, or you just want to make sure you're giving her something that's going to make her feel like a gardening rock star, is a panicle hydrangea. So I like to call these black thumb hydrangeas, because really anybody can be successful with them. They are the easiest to grow hydrangeas. So it starts from our classic Limelight, which you really can't go wrong with, although it is a larger plant. So if your mom's short on space, you can get her a dwarf version of Limelight that's called Little Lime Hydrangea. And that is a fantastic plant, 3 to 5 feet tall, blooms basically from July, and those flowers are going to stick around all through fall and winter. Next spring, she just has to give it a light trim, and it's going to repeat and just get better and better every single year. You'll also find other varieties of panicle hydrangeas. Zinfandel is one that we offer that has a really nice color-changing effect. Firelight has bright red flowers in fall. So, this is really the kind of thing that even if it's not in flower now, your mom's going to get, a fantastic display later this season, and you are going to look like garden rock star yourself because you knew how to get her a plant that would perform really well.
And how about this idea? Go get the plants for Mom and then plant them for her, whether it's the window boxes or whatever you do. I mean, how nice would that be to have them already planted?
Right, and isn't Mother's Day really about spending more time with your mom? So not only are you giving her a really nice plant, but you say, hey, Mom, I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to plant this. You get yourself a nice glass of iced tea. Point and tell me where you want it. We can talk while I do this, and I'll water it in for you and make sure that you have really a great Mother's Day.
Yeah, even if Mom wants to sit in the front door and you go out in the garden, that's okay. You can yell toward each other, right?
Exactly. You
social
do the best
distance
you can with
planting. It's so true, Stacey, and we always appreciate hearing from you. And you've got great advice. Was there any last thing you wanted to mention about Mom?
So I would also say, if you're not sure what to get your mom, a gift certificate is a really good idea. Get a gift certificate to a local garden center. So even if your mom is long distance, you can have it sent to her. And then that way she can go and pick out what she wants.
Oh.
And you don't have to, wonder, am I getting her something that she really likes? So there's just so many different ways to make sure your mom gets a plant that will make her happy and remind her of you and how much you love her, because that's what Mother's Day is all about.
It totally is. Thank you, Stacey. Great ideas, as always. Thanks for answering people's questions, and good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely my pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You too, Stacey Hervella. She's Proven Winners at provenwinners.com. That's where you can find her. Lots of great advice, too, on that website, too. Things about planting and all kinds of stuff. And there's a Q&A section, which is extremely helpful. So check it out, provenwinners.com.